أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد أما بعد. It's been a long day. It's also been quite a long night. So inshallah we'll try to keep this as short as possible. But this is a very important hadith that I want to share with you of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now imagine somebody said to you that if you do 6 things for me, how many? 6 things. If you do 6 things for me, then I'll make you a millionaire. Or if you do 6 things for me, then I'll give you unlimited amount of property. I'll give you innumerable amount of businesses. Just imagine that all of the rewards that that person would give you would be more than you could ever need or desire. All you have to do is 6 things in return. And it's not like he's asking you to give you a kidney, or for you to give your lungs away, or for you to give something else away, or for you to sell your soul. Things which are within your power, within your capacity to give. So it seems like a very, very good deal if somebody, or a businessman, or any other person would come up to you and say, just do these 6 things, and I'll give you whatever you want. And this is something that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is also saying to us. He's making this deal with every single one of us, that if we can do 6 of these traits, and 6 of these characteristics on a regular basis, not once in a while, because in Ramadan, our behavior changes. And outside of Ramadan, then we become friends with a very well-known person who is not liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you can guarantee these 6 characteristics, and you do them on a regular basis and part and parcel of your life, then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is as-sadiq, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is al-ameen, he promises and he guarantees, no ordinary person, but who? The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he guarantees you will get Jannah. So it's not an if, it's not a maybe, it's not a perhaps, it's not I will try to get you, I will guarantee you Jannah if you can do these 6 things for me. So it seems like a very, very good deal. Imagine your parents making a similar deal to you, but about the luxuries and the benefits of the dunya. We'd all run up and say, yes, you know, ask your child to do something, I'll give you 6 sweets, and look what they'll do. They'll do so much just to get those 6 sweets. So this is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam concern for the ummah and saying, just do these basic 6 things and I will guarantee you Jannah. The first thing the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asks every single one of us is to be truthful when you speak. Now this might seem like a very easy thing to do, just always speak the truth. But we all very well know that we are constantly making white lies, we are making black lies, we are always constantly twisting the truth. And we only need to look at our politicians to see how they twist the truth and spin the truth, and how they deny the truth, etc. So any time you speak, whenever you utter a word, anything that comes out of your mouth, it must always be the truth. Whether that truth benefits you or harms you, whether that truth benefits or harms even your own parents or your family or anybody else, always speak the truth and stay away from lying. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith he mentions that truth leads to piety. Inna sidq yahdi ilal bir. That truth leads to piety, and then piety then leads you towards Jannah. So just ask yourself when you speak to your employer, when you speak to your employees, when you speak to your neighbors, or your friends, or your colleagues, or your acquaintances, and everybody else under the sun, how much of the truth do we always speak to them? Sometimes it's always generally layered with at least 20% mixture, koi na koi milawat, or you want to omit the truth and not tell them the full truth. So whenever you speak, always be truthful in your kalam. Because with this tongue, if you lie, then how will people ever believe with the same tongue that you say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is the thing that you need to say? How will other people believe when you read the Quran that this is the truth when you yourself are constantly lying? Lying to yourself, lying to your family and friends, lying to the government, lying to the HMRC, lying for benefits, lying for so many things, lying in your CV. You might think this is a small trivial thing, it's not. Lying in your CV is a major thing. Lying in your claims when you have a crash or insurance claim or any other claim, and lying and say it wasn't 1%, the whole car was full. Half of my khandan was in the car, they all got whiplash. You know, small things and major truths, all forms of lying, deceiving, deception, fraud is part and parcel of lying. So this is not the truth, this is the opposite of truth. So always speak the truth. قُلِ الْحَقُّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرَّ. Even though it is bitter, it is difficult for you, and even speak the truth against your own parents or anybody else, always speak the truth because Allah is watching and listening. So the first thing, if you can guarantee this, protection of your tongue, i.e. speaking the truth on your tongue whenever you speak, then the Prophet ﷺ will take the first step to getting you into Jannah. The second promise that you need to make to the Prophet ﷺ, second trait that you need to do, is always keep your promises whenever you make them. And this is a major thing that obviously, especially Asians, you call somebody at 5 o'clock for the wedding, 5 o'clock means 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. You tell somebody, I'll be there for 6 o'clock, you'll be there for 7, 8 o'clock. You say somebody, I'll return your money tomorrow, that tomorrow means in 1 month's time. You say to somebody, I'll be there on that day, don't worry, you can rely on me, and you, that person is half asleep. Must talk, you know, just chilling out, relaxing, and it's like, oh, I just woke up. So when you make a contract, you have to fulfill it. When you do any business, trade or deal, when you make any promise to any person in a social context, in a religious context, in a communal context, you have to fulfill that contract. The promises that you make, zabani promises, not just the written promises that we do, zaban, you know, the tongue, the promise that we make with our tongues, you have to fulfill them, always keep your promises. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was sadiq and al-ameen. He always kept his promises no matter what the situation may be. If he said today, it would be today. If he said at this time, he would be there at that time. Don't just, you know, always try to put a disclosure in and say, inshallah. I did say inshallah, lekin Allah di marzi nahi, is why I didn't turn up. No. Allah knows what your conviction and your sincerity was when you were trying to add that, you know, caveat in that particular thing. No. Be sincere and say, look, this is the time that I will be there. And then fulfill your promises. But if you break your promises with people, then without a doubt, you're also breaking your promises with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're also breaking your promises with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, with the deen of Islam. So always speak the truth and always fulfill your promises when you make them. The third thing the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, that fulfill your trust when you are given them. So when any person leaves their car keys to you, that doesn't mean you go for joyrides. You can, especially Brother Waqas, you know, people give the cars to him and then you see him clocking 200 miles an hour on the motorway. No. Somebody gives you their car, they give you their amana, somebody gives you the keys to their house, somebody gives you their gold and say, look, take care of this. Somebody gives you their children and say, look, I need to go X, Y, and Z. I need to go to the hospital, I need to go to an appointment, or I'm going on Hajj, or I'm going X, Y, and Z. Any form of amana, any form of trust that any person gives you, and you take that trust willingly. Not zabardasti, like, you know, you have to do this, but you willingly take on that trust, then you have to fulfill that trust. Take care of that trust, not abuse that trust. Take care of that amana that somebody has given you. And this also includes a secret. Somebody tells you a secret, and then you end up telling somebody else, look, come here, let me tell you something, but don't tell anybody else. And that person will say, come here, I heard this, but you don't tell anybody else either. So a secret is also a trust that somebody has given you, an amana that somebody has given you not to disclose with anybody else. So all forms of amana, we are not allowed to use them. We are not allowed to abuse them. We are not allowed to disclose them. This is part and parcel of that trust that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is talking about. So be truthful when you speak. Keep your promises when you make them. Fulfill your trust when you are given to them. And then number four, guard your chastity, which means guard your private parts, guard your honor. This is a very, very important thing that all of us need to really think about, especially in the world that we're living in, with the media, with the scrolling, with the swipes, with the likes and the dislikes. And it's very easy to go on so many websites and end up in so many dark places in our lives, whether we walk through them or whether we allow them to enter into our homes. But to protect your private parts from committing any form of haram or anything that might lead to haram, protecting your honor and your dignity, protecting your chastity, is an important part of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to maintain. And then the Prophet ﷺ mentions to lower your gaze. This is not just a command from the Prophet ﷺ. This is also an explicit command from Allah Azza wa Jal. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفُظُ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Again, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the believing men and commands the believing women to lower their gaze and to protect their private parts. The gaze leads to the heart. And then the heart can be corrupted because of what you see, which brings about certain emotions and feelings, and then desires come out. So protecting your gaze is a very, very important part. And the ulama, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the people of ilm and dhikr, they would always make sure that they protected their gaze to the best of their ability, because it would bring nur upon their faces. And when you protect your gaze, it brings sweetness in your iman and it purifies the soul. Whereas whatever enters into your eyes will then enter into your heart and then enter into your mind. I'll give you a simple example. Watch a movie, listen to a music video, or watch something ridiculous or silly or stupid, and come to salah within half an hour, even 45 minutes or within the hour. I will guarantee you, when you close your eyes and you're praying, you'll still be thinking about what you just watched. Whether it was half an hour ago, whether it was an hour ago, because you didn't protect your eyes. You didn't protect your gaze. So protecting your gaze is a very, very important thing, whether that's when you're walking on the streets, whether you're watching something on the phone or tablet or TV, or any other form of communication that you're having. Protecting your gaze, lowering your gaze, will protect your heart, it will protect your soul, it will purify your soul and bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the final thing the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asks from us is restrain your hands from harming other people. And this is a very, very important one as well. Many people, especially men here, it's very easy for them to beat their wives. It's very easy for them to beat their children and knock the living daylights out of their children. I'll tell you who's boss. It's very easy for you to not necessarily raise your hands, but raise your voice and emotionally abuse them or mentally abuse them. This is also a form of abuse as well, with your employees or with your maids, with those people that are beneath you, people of power. People, whether they're politicians, people, whether they are in high power positions, etc., or they have money, or they have influence, or they have fame, etc., they can harm other people physically, they can harm other people financially. Look at what one country does to another country. You don't listen to us, oh, we'll put sanctions on you. We'll do this to you, and we'll do that to you, and then we'll boycott you, and we'll do X, Y, and Z. So it's not just on a macro level, it's also on a micro level as well. That harming other people with your own hands, whether it's posting something on the social media and saying, oh, look what this person is up to, or I saw this person do X, Y, and Z. So restraining your hands from harming other people, not allowing the power inside you to corrupt you, and remember that you are responsible for all of those that are around you, and you have a duty of care to take care of people, not to harm people, not to bully people in any particular way. So restrain your hands from causing harm to others, and also restrain your hands from causing harm to yourself, which means going to the off-license and buying alcohol, going to other places and buying drugs and all other forms of, you know, these things which are harmful for you, or smoking, etc., and taking bribes from other people, or rishwat, or other types of things. All forms of harm to yourself and to harm to other people is forbidden by Islam and by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So it doesn't actually seem like a very, very difficult thing to achieve. It's quite simple, these six things that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is asking us, if we are honest, sincere Muslims, practicing Muslims. Be truthful whenever you speak. Keep your promises whenever you make them. Fulfill your trusts whenever you are given them. And guard your chastity. Lower your gaze and make sure that you do not harm other people or harm yourself. If you can do these six things, not just once in a while, but all the time, then there is a guarantee, a seal, a guarantee from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that you will receive Jannah. Do these six things and I will guarantee you Jannah. We know the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will never break his promise. And whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says is truth and haq. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to do these six things on a daily basis throughout our entire lives, and know that inshallah al-aziz, by doing these six things, we will be guaranteed Jannah. Jannah with none other than the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Jazakum Allahu khairan.